Blood, sweat, and gears. One time only in Kalamazoo. Nah, I'm just kidding. He's here every day. Here's Steve Gruber.
But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel when things go wrong?
Just real quickly, because you have to ask yourself, what is it the left is standing for today? You've got all of these economic markers, and there's a great new piece by Liz Peek out there on Fox today, saying the only thing that really matters is the economy. Larry Kudlow knows this. He was telling me the only story that it's not Omarosa, it's not collusion, it's the economy, and that's what Americans care about. And so there's one thing down. You look at sanctuary cities, gets a big thumbs down. Out of 41 groups, demographic groups broken out by the IBD TIP poll recently, only three don't oppose the policy: Democrats, liberals, and those that are less than 24 years of age. But the strongest opposition to sanctuary cities and that kind of nonsense comes from investors, 71%, married women, 70%, conservatives, 79%, Gen Xers, 74%, and young boomers, 72%. I mean, even Hispanics oppose the policy by a margin of 57%. The 39%. I mean, these are not winning issues for the Democrats, yet they just won't let them go. Megan Barstow here, ReaganBabe.com. It just seems like, I hate the term doubling down, but hell, I'll go with it, because they keep doubling down on failed policies that the voters don't like, Megan.
Well, yeah, and the old adage, it's the economy, stupid. Didn't that come, I think, from the Clinton days? It's the economy, stupid. And then when you look at Pew Research and the historical patterns of voters, they always vote with their pocketbook. That's number one. Voting with your pocketbook and voting for a leader who you can trust. Those are the top two reasons why people are compelled to go to the polls and how they vote at the polls. And I've said this, and I've been watching some of those brainiac pundits who are very overpaid on Fox News and other channels. Some guy said, oh, immigration's not going to be an issue. Are you kidding me? 63 million people were chanting, build the wall, build the wall. I think immigration is going to be the number one issue. And it hasn't been, like I said, the economy is always number one. And then you look and it goes down. And you know, immigration usually is somewhere at the bottom. But Donald Trump's presidency has exposed so many holes in our immigration system, not literally holes, where you have hundreds of thousands of people overstaying their visa. You have the visa lottery program, for example, where terrorists can just get picked out of a hat. You know, oh, ding, 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 you win. Yeah. And then, of course, if they get picked out of the hat and they come over here, like the terrorist who mowed down eight people and killed eight people in New York on the sidewalk with a van, he gets to invite, 20, 30 of his closest jihadi relatives, and they win the prize, too, and that's chain migration. And so you not only have the wall and our porous border to the south, as well as the north, but you have this whole system that has been abused by both parties, quite frankly, and that's why Donald Trump, I believe, was elected. And now I believe he'll be reelected in 2020, and any candidate that gets behind him and rides his coattails on merit-based immigration, ending in this showdown that we're going to have now with the Democrats again come September 30th, where the government might get shut down. Oh, God, we've survived before. I'm sure we'll survive again. The government can shut down. But, you know, I was watching a lot of the Sunday shows yesterday, and it's amazing to me at how many people have just become so, I guess, drunk off big government. Like, we cannot exist if we don't have a fat, bloated government. These tax cuts are just the worst thing ever.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Watching some of the left, as well as Chris Wallace on Fox News. We deserve our money back. It's not crumbs. And if they're crumbs, if our money is crumbs, then why do the Democrats want the crumbs back?
I want to ask you one other thing, because I'm going to have one little moment here for the tone-deaf left again. Tone-deaf on the economy, tone-deaf on sanctuary cities and immigration, and tone-deaf because they can't seem to hear the national anthem. At ESPN, they're going to refuse to play the national anthem on national television for Monday Night Football this year, they say. To me, it's another example of being tone-deaf, because it won't be broadcasting the national anthem during Monday Night Football. And let me tell you something. There's another losing position. Are they trying to kill the NFL? Do they want the National Football League dead? Is that it?
They must, because they've lost me. They've lost my entire family. That was one thing that my dad and I would always call each other on Sundays, talk about the games. He lives in North Carolina. Now we're huge hockey fans. I mean, we've always been, you know, smaller hockey fans. But now living in Vegas,
fans.
I've got the Golden Knights, and I know they did great. So, you know, my time is going to be spent watching hockey. I just don't watch football anymore. So they're succeeding because they've lost this fan, and they've lost millions of others along with losing money. As soon as Colin Kaepernick took the knee and then Beyonce strutted her butt out onto the field with the hand raised like a Black Panther move and then, you know, anti-cop halftime show, I knew that that was the first arrow in many in the NFL's heart.
Yeah. And it just continues. I mean, here's the thing. Talk about not understanding your audience.
Well, and ESPN. Then they bring out male cheerleaders. Excuse
yeah, male
me?
Cheerleaders
Are you
and
kidding
no national
me?
Anthem.
I don't
yeah.
want to look at male cheerleaders.
Well, you know. If they're trying to kill the NFL, they're doing all the right things. No question about it. I'll give you the last word.
Well, and I think, again, that this anti-American sentiment that's running very deep and very long and has long roots in the Democrat Party is now just out front and center. And people are going to have to make a decision on what they want to support. Open borders, abolish ICE, higher taxes, anti-American, no national anthem, or Trump.
Is it this, all this, that nobody seems like, oh, but I have good news for you, and I'm glad to see this. Gary Johnson's back in the news because he's going to run for Senate in New Mexico now. That's going to throw that whole race sideways. There's something for us to talk about next week. Gary Johnson.
Fantastic.
Spark it up, Gary.
I watched him live in Vegas. The guy can't put a sentence together and make it make sense.
Dude, spark
good
it up.
That.
Come on. Spark it up. Come on, Gary.
Yep.
Smoke them if you got them. Anyhow, Megan, always right. a pleasure. ReaganBabe.com, the place to find Megan. And we have some news for you here in the next few weeks about Megan, too, and some more places you might be able to find her.
Good.
Megan Barth, founder, proprietor, ReaganBabe.com for now, but a lot more to come. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it, Megan Barth. It's Monday. Yeah, Gary Johnson's back, baby. Spark it up. Smoke them if you got them. Thanks, Gary. Greatly appreciate that. Libertarian for Senate in New Mexico. Back in a moment.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.